What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson from Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, you have to go with wheat yet. I mean, we continue to see planting delays up here in the northern plains. You know, we continue to see wet conditions. Now, it looks like we're going to have a decent week this week, maybe be able to get a little bit of planting or a little bit of drying done. But then again, next week, more rain in the forecast. So we're looking at a little bit lower possibility of planted acres for spring wheat. That's helping to support the market. The southern plains did pick up some rain. That put pressure on the winter wheat. But it looks like, you know, the southwest corner of Kansas didn't quite get enough rain. So right now, I'd have to say the wheat is that spilling over to help put some underlying support into the corn market. But right now, just because of the concerns about world stocks tightening up and the fact that we're not getting a crop planted and we continue to see the winter wheat conditions decline, I think all that's helping to support the wheat.
So what's not hot in this market, Randy?
You got to look at soybeans there. I mean, right now, you know, you're looking at Indonesia, which flip-flopped, you know, a couple times last week about putting their ban on their palm oil exports. Now they're saying by the end of the month they'll be back into the export market. That put pressure, heavy pressure, on the soybean oil market. And then the expectation because of the delayed plantings, not just in the northern plains but also in the Corn Belt, looks like it could be increasing the soybean acres. And that's putting a little extra pressure in on the soybeans, or at least taking some of the demand down. And also, China's demand has slowed down because of COVID restrictions, and the market's a little bit worried about that going forward.
Talked about planting. Certainly, we're behind in our region, but that's really the case throughout much of the Corn Belt.
It is. And, you know, talking to a lot of the producers in Illinois and Indiana, they've seen the same kind of trouble we have, cold, wet conditions. And right now, the next, I think, 5 days, they're looking at rain moving across some region of the Corn Belt. So it's not just us that's seeing the delayed planting.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management, Fargo.